talk behind my back, and you sit there while they attack. Maybe you agree, don't know what to do, but when your back is turned, they say the same about you. I like it when people can get along, like understanding words to a song. When you know the truth, you can't pretend. I don't like the silence of my friends. You talk about women like pieces of meat. You think I should laugh, but I can't agree. Wait a minute, brother, I don't go no further. What if I said that about your mother? I like it when people can get along, like understanding words to my song. Ha. When you know the truth, you can't pretend. I don't like the silence of my friends.
Of my friends, I don't like the silence of my this amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man went down to his car, I paid, he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal, he was looking for a fight. And I almost started to cry as the man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love, this world needs more love.
Punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
isn't it crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
Detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
bucket from the sink. My little boy's standing right beside me, reaching up and asking for a drink.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm going to tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Where you Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
Sight set on a distant land where you can find another. This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
You don't remember me. I am your national mystery. I'm the one you got over quick. I'm the witch that made the universe start to tick. Till you know we're one blood, bro. The Holy Mother, I will come.
what's really wrong with you. Gonna find out it's time to go. Just remember, don't give it up now.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Jumping overboard, Cap, and swimming back to shore, 'cause now I know you're bailing with a thimble for a bucket sized hole, covered in a treasure no one wants. I don't want. Close with